Shir Chav Gemol Yom Beis Parsha Balos.
Poches Mishleisha Tvachim Kshayla. So it's Mavur in the Gemara that you have a Sukkah Pchuso Ma'asoro V'chokak Bo La'ashlimo La'asoro. If it's Poches Mishleisha Tvachim from the Sfas Achkak to the Mechitzes, it's kosher. So what is Mavur in the Gemara? That's in Fuboidus Neisves. As Mevor in the Gemara, that you could be Mitzaref, the walls that are outside the Chakak, to the Mechitzas that are inside the Chakak, and together to Shafa Koisel. This is what is Mevor Be'etzim in the Gemara. You take the walls around the Chakak, you take the walls of the Chakak, and together you shafa koisa. This is Be'etzem the Tzusa the Shmaisa. You shafa koisa from the walls that are round and from the walls that are inside the Chakak. Freg Teises. Now Teises is not busy Bichlal how close the walls have to be to the Chakak. It's Mishnef Kemine. Steht Lemaisa, but that the walls that are made from inside the Chakak and the outside the Chakak could be mitzaref. I want to explain. Inside the Chakak, the walls are only walls for the people inside. People outside, they walk on the wall. For them, the wall is Bichlal Mishkan wall. The mechitzas already are walls also for the people outside. So it's two kind of mechitzas. The inside mechitza be'etzem is only klapi the person inside. It's koivea mokim bifnei atzmoi. Mechitza outside is andere mechitza in ganzen. It stops. And it's mevur in the Gemara that you could be mitzaref, the inside and the outside. Frag Teises, mikan kashe, lefi ma shepirish bakundres bereish perek sheni legitin. Gabi gidul chamisho mechitza chamisho, ein mitztarfim. And Rashi explains what is the case there. Imayo charitz omoik chamisho, umakifoi mechitzo chamisho, ein mitztarfim li es betoichoi reshus hayochid. Rashi is a reinsetzing the Gemara there, that we're talking in a chetimtze, that was a charitz chamisho, you build around it a gate chamisho, and the shaylev, the sugya is, if it has a shem reshus hayochid inside the chakak, if it has a shem reshus hayochid inside the chakak, this is the noise of the sugya, if it has a reshus hayochid inside the chakak or not. So lefi ma shepirish bakundres that gabi gidul chamisho mechitza chamisho ein mitztarfim dimayo charitz omok chamisho makifo mechitza chamisho ein mitztarfim liyiz b'teich reshus hayochid. And loshen ha-gemore there is oi kuloi b'chakak b'gidud oi kuloi b'mechitza. Fakir, if you learn the sugi and gittin, the Gemara speaks about b'fanay nechta b'fanay nechtam. If you could have on one of the chsimis, you'll have kiyum. The second one, you'll have b'fanay nechta. It's two ways to mekayim a shtar. Ksav yodeinu. B'fanay nechta. The guy has one chsime he wants to say b'fanay nechta. One chsime. You can't mix. You can't mish. This is the Gemara. Gemara brings, I'll bring you a raya. Gidul chamisho mechitza chamisho. It can't be mitztarif. Why I'm saying that? Shteita in the Gemara klor. That the yesoid is that there are two different kinds and you can't mix them with each other. Not stam a gemore that they're not mitztarif. As if for nechta ve kiyum are two different worlds. Gidud is one mahalach, mechitza is a second mahalach, and it's not mitztarif. And Rashi says, klapi what it's not mitztarif? Klapi to dan if the halal has a shem reshus hayochid or not. Look at it. Bemele frek teisves. Bemele frek teisves. Valda lochez gidul chamisho mechitza chamisho ein mitztarfim. Vashtein digmore. So why by us The Gemara says that if you make Chsukah Shibchusa Miyud and Yechofer inside, and you mashlim ele asoro, it works. You could be mitzarev the gidud with the mechitza. That's the kasha from Tesis of Rashi. So the Rishayim already mentioned that the kasha be'etzem could have been not such a starke kasha. You could have said, Einechanami, Rav Chisda holds gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha ein mitzarfim. But the Gemara brings down miyad and gitin that Dorash Mareimar Gidul Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Mitztarfim Ve'ilchasa Mitztarfim. So maybe our sugya is going with the aloha. And then the Rishonim, the Ritva Bayos, the Ramban and Shabbos, the Yeshua Bayos and Gittin. What is Tesis Starke Kasha of Rashi? You write it as a Mandomar Ein Mitztarfim, or Basidor Mandomar that Mitztarfim. And our sugya is La Aloha. As I'm asking the Rishon, what? It's not a chizde by us. What is shvel? Our sug is stated in mitzdarfim. The Gemara di laloch is mitzdarfim. So our sug is the like of chizde. What is the kasha? So okay. So the mele is asking the Rishon. It's not a kasha. Our sug is aloch. We go lefi da aloch. We go lefi da aloch. And this could be a good answer on Rashi. Tesis, Vaistois, did not want that our sugya will go the loiker of chiste. And the shaila is why Tesis didn't want that our sugya will go the loiker of chiste. Could be Tesis learned that our sugya has to go lefi everyone. Why? Tesis learned that these gemoras here are like braises. We saw it in Amud Aleph. Tesis wanted that the sugya will go lefi the first teretz of Kloish, the second teretz of Kloish, and Rashi said lo echpat li Kloish, not Kloish. Aloche, Rovel Aloche says chalal sugya nan. Our sugya is azevi aloche. So our sugya also Rashi says piske aloche. And this is the Agdome von Rashi. Meile zogne meforshim Tesis kasha is nishta zah starke kasha bichlal. Azay zog the Ramban and Shabbos Dav Zayin, the Ritva Bayos, and Yeshua. The main of the kasha is not a strong kasha. But Mikol Makoyim, Tesis did ask a kasha and Rashi. Tesis did ask a kasha and Rashi. Zog the Welt, and this there is the Pnei Yeshua speaks out in Gittin. Lechaure, Tesis kasha doesn't start. Tesis kasha doesn't start. What is the noise that we're learning? Two kinds of mechitzas, if you could be mitzarev them together or not. And our sugya stated you could be mitzarev them, and the sugya and gittin chotch one man the ama holds you cannot be mitzarev them. I'll tell you the chiluk. In Shabbos you cannot be mitzarev them. Why? What is the mechitza of Shabbos? When you have a gate around the chotzer, people can't walk in. When you have a boy riud, why is reshus hayochid? People could go in, they could fall in. Why is reshus hayochid? When you have a boy rasora, why it becomes Rosh Hashayochid? People could fall in. Now the Teretz is, it's choylek amokim le'atzmoy. It's another way that it's choylek, like the Gemara calls it in Gittin, two different ways to be magdir reshuyos. One gather a boir, one a mechitza. You can't be mitzar of them. So if you have 50% boir, 50% mechitza, they're not mitzar. They're not mitzar. Masha'enken in Sukkah, what is the mechitza of Sukkah? That you sit together with the Ushpizin together, you mukim b'mechitza, v'tzilidem nusa. What bothers you outside? So when you're sitting inside a hole, and you have five tfochim from the hole, and five tfochim around you, you look at the side, you have nice mechitzas of Sukkah. What is that afkemida that people that walk in the street will not feel a mechitza? The mechitza is clapping the person inside, zog the Pnei Yeshua. So while the mechitza is clapping the person inside, he has a mechitza. So what in Sukkot mitzarev? What is the shaykh is clapping Shabbos? Shabbos is like Tesis later, limnoy haregel reshuso rabim. So for the rabim, it's like two kinds. Like the Gemara calls it in Gittin. Oy kulei begidin, oy kulei bemechitza. But in Sukkot, clapping the Sukkot, clapping the Yoshev, b'fnim ha-Sukkot, l'chur ha-avada, it's good. It's kimat ha-kasha of Tesis, what Tesis wants from Rashi. What Taisis wants from Rashi? What Taisis exactly wants from Rashi? Maybe Sukkot could be mitzvah if it's one. Klapi de Agdorev and Sukkot it's one. Klapi de Agdorev Shabbos is two. We see in Taisis Nishtase. Well, Mamshech Vaita. This was the first Kasha of Taisis. Second Kasha. Vechem perikame de Shabbos gabi bais de intoicho yasoro. Vim chokak boy arba al arba choshiv kula reshus ayochi. Again, the chkak is five tvachim, the walls are five tvachim. Together, it's reshus ayochi. The rest is mitzad choy reshus ayochi. Miu ahi ike litchois shechokak arba b'oimek asor. It's not a raya, maybe he dug a whole boir dalet b'roichav oimek asor b'roichav dalet, and the whole boir is reshus ayochi, and the rest is the choy reshus ayochi. So again, so the second kash is from bais she'ein toicho yasoro. The chkak in the walls are mitztaref. Well, Taisus, maybe you could be doiche that the chkak himself was omekyut. This is what Taisus is trying to be doiche. Maybe the chkak himself is omekyut. Lemaisa, our girsan the Gemara is for sure not like that. Our girsan the Gemara is in Shabbos the chokak boy v'ishlimoy le'asor. Not that he would dug another 10. He dug another two that together, and Rashi speaks it out in Dibura Masril Chokak Boy, Vishlimoy, Mokim Chakak Lechlal Yud Goiva Adakirui. So what Taisus offers to answer the second Kasha, that dear the Chakak himself was Omek Yud Berech Avdaled, Rashi himself is not Maimi the Gemara like that. Rashi himself is Maimi the Gemara, dear, not that the Chakak is Yud, the Chakak is Mashlim. So again, we have the same Kasha. Here we say that the chkak and the mechitzas are mitztaref, and by us, state that it's mitztaref, and mitzad sheni in the Gemara and Gittin state that it's not mitztaref. Zogin the Rishonim the same teretz. La'aloche it's mitztaref, the Gemara and Shabbos is la'aloche. It's really a starker kasha. The Gemara and Shabbos la'aloche, la'aloche it's mitztaref. Gidul chamishu mechitzas mitztarefim state in the Gemara and Gittin. La'aloche. The whole that it's not mitztaref. Well, first we asked what we asked by us. We said by us Efshot. But now you ask the Akasha from Shabbos. Shabbos also it's mitztaref. The Aloha is mitztaref. So again, so we had two terutzim. One teretz that Taisus wanted to offer that the Gemara deer he dug another 10. This is what Taisus wanted to remind me that he dug another 10. It's a big chidush. Second teretz is not that he dug another 10. Not that he dug another 10. He didn't dig another 10. But there is la'aloche. Ben Hashem, we'll see later, the Taisus and the Ramban have another teretz on the Gemara and Shabbos. They have a chab that the Gemara and Shabbos is, the house is 10, the roof is 1. So inside you only have 9. When you dig 1, you have 10. From outside you also have 10. So clapping the outside, you use the outside of the house. Clapping the inside, you use the inside of the house. But this is a separate teretz when we finish Taisus. The Val Taisus and the Poshto Rishonim did not bring this teretz. And Bemele, we have two kashas on Rashi. Bayos state that it's mitzaref, and Shabbos state that it's mitzaref, and then Gittin Rashi state that it's not mitzaref. And now already Taisus is asking from Shabbos on Shabbos. On Sukkah, we said we had a Lomdisha teretz. Sukkah shiny that we only measure clapping the prisoner that's sitting inside. Mashiach and Shabbos. Chutz with the teretz, la'aloche, here the sugya is la'aloche. Now Taisus asks a kasha from Shabbos. No, alein Taisus himself offered a chetimtzu that he was chokak yud, and the Ramban says maybe the Gemara in Shabbos is la'aloche. In fact, Taisus and Gittin even didn't ask these two Gemoras. Now Taisus asks him a third Gemara. Ve'oid makshe Rabbeinu Tam. מאוד אומר בפרק בסרה דאירובין ובשבס פרק הזוירק בויר וחוליוסוי מצטרפים לעשור. You have a בויר 9 תפוחים, you dig out the sand, you put it around the בויר, you make like a circle around it, and if inside 10 it's considered עשור רשוס היוחיד. Why it's מצטרף? It's גידו 9 מחיצו האחות. Why it's מצטרף? Again זוג דרמבן, this is להלוכה, להלוכה it's מצטרף, להלוכה it's מצטרף. The Ramban says another teretz. He says because derech ha-boyrois sheyesh lohem chulia. This is the way when you dig every time, like it's, so. B'meila we look at it like it's a part of the boyr. So we could look at it like it's deep ten. It's not like a tefach. The getter of the boyer that he has a chulio, and ki'ilu, he's starting from that point. Small of the Rambam. So these are be'etzem the three kashes that are not such a starke kashes. Why? All these three gemores. So what? By us stay mitztarif. By mitztarif. Bo v'chuliyos in mitztarif. Rashi and Gittin said that it's not mitztarif. So we said the real teretz could have been la aloha we passed that it's mitztarif. Then it was Rav Chisne. Over all of these three gemores, la aloha zok the Ramban and the Pnei Yeshua. The kashes are not so starke kashes. You don't want to answer that? And everyone we have a separate teretz. Sukkah we said Sukkah shiny. And by his taste, he said he dug 10. We will see later a teretz from the Rishonim that the outside of the house is mashlim. And the boir, we could say that the chulia of the boir, this is derech haboirois, sheyesh lehem chulia. But now is the kasha. V'oid amrinen besoif perikol agages, Rav Chisne, himself. Shtei chatzeiroi zu lemalo mizu, ויש גידוד חמישו ומחיצו חמישו מוידה רב חיסדה בתחתוי נהויל ורואי פני עשורו מערב שתיים ולא עם מערב אחס. You have two chatzeres in a different level of five tfochim. You put a gate of five tfochim at the top. The bottom chatzer needs to make two erev chatzeres because it's not considered one part. She has to give a two of the chatzeres. It's gidud chamisha v'chamisha micha. Shteit mitztarfim and it's rav chiste. So here you can answer already la aloche we paskin mitztarfim. You can say la aloche we paskin mitztarfim. Why you can't say la aloche we paskin mitztarfim? Because lemaise it's rav chiste. Rav chiste himself holds ein mitztarfim. So this is the real kasha. So again, so we have four kashas on Rashi. Rashi in Gittin said, Gidul Chamisho Mechitza Chamisho Ein Mitztarfin. For it takes us from our Gemara Mitztarfin. We said, Suka Shaini. Ola Aloche. Bais was 10. He dug 10. Bais Shaini. Ola Aloche. Bo v'chuliosoi. Chuliosoi is different. Or anyway, La Aloche, it's Mitztarif. But now we have exactly the same case. Two Chatzeres in a different level of five Tfochim. He added a Mechitza. Oh, boy, the Rav Chisne himself. Betachtoinu, Shemareh v'shtayim v'ein ma'areh v'sachas. Why? Because she sees 10. She has a Mechitza of 10. Lechure, Gidul Chamisho, Mechitza Chamisho, Ein Mitztarif. Zog de Pnei Yeshua and Gittin. And Shuldik, this is Bichlal Nishkin Kasha. Why? And here the Pnei Yeshua says what we said in the beginning. And this is the Tchilas Avone and Teisvis. Again, Teisvis stole the Kasha and Rashi. What was the Kasha and Rashi? By us state that it's Mitztarif, the digging, and the wall are Mitztarif. Later Teisvis will deal why you have to have Shalosh Tvochim near each other. This is not Negiat to Teisvis now. State that you could add two kinds of walls and build a wall together from them. And Rashi and Gittin state, Legabi Shabbos, you can do it. We answered, Sukkah is different. You don't clap in the inside. The guy is surrounded with 10. Shabbos, the Mechitza is also clap in the street. The people in the street have 5 Tfochim for material of Mechitza and 5 Tfochim for material that you fall in. It's two different kinds of Mechitzas. Oy kule begidud, oy kule bemechitza. You can't be Mitzarif. Zog the Pnei Yeshua, what happens here? A guy is sitting in a chotzer. The chotzer on top of him is 5 tfochim and there's another wall. I'm asking you, the guy that sits inside, he feels one chotzer with a chotzer near him or not? He could walk to the other chotzer or he can't walk to the other chotzer. David, he could walk to the other chotzer or not? He walks, he will bump into 10. So b'meile, he's 2 chotzeres, the guy be'eruv chotzeres. That chotzer is not a... He's separate from deer. They're not separate from him, right? Elyoino ma'areves achas, tachtoino ma'areves shtayim. That guy cannot walk into that chotzer. We're not trying to give alochas to that chotzer. When we talk about Rishus HaYochid, so it has to be moved on from Rishus HaRabim. So the people here only see 5, the other part is a different ma'alach. The same lomdus we said Legabi Sukkah, that Rashi is moide. Here for sure Rashi will say this lomdus. Mele Zogdip Yeshua and Gittin, Be'etzem, we have an answer on Rashi. Rashi learns Sukkah and Legabi Erev Chatzeres, we done on the person inside. He's surrounded with 10. Gabi Sukkah, him and the Ushpazin sit together in 10. They have a good Sukkah. They have a good Sukkah. They're sitting inside 10. Everything is good for them. They're sitting inside 10. The Mukif Mechitzas. The Mukim Mechitzas. So the people inside, Legabi Suke, Gidul Hamishu, Mechitza Hamishu, Mitztarfin. Legabi Eiruvin, Tachtoino Ma'arevet Shtaim. The Eiruvan downstairs can't help an upstairs because he can't get there. He has a different chotzah. Now, the other two kashas we answered separately. Both the chuliosoi or bais, we have to answer. Or the chulio is different, or the case of bait is different, we'll have to answer them. Again, it's so clear that it's kimat shver what Tesis wanted from Rashi. Now, it's so clear that it's kimat shver what Tesis wanted from Rashi. And it's so poshut. Again, the aside of the Gemara and Gittin is, the Gemara is medamit that you cannot use two things to work together. Befanai nechtav and ksav yodeinu. Other kule befanai nechtav, other kule beksav. Other kule begidud, other kule bemechitza. You can't mix two kinds of mechitzas. Klapei Shabbos, it's two kinds. A mechitza in the street is one way. Then no one could walk in. Both people could fall in. But it's cholek reshus. It's ander zach in ganz. You can't be mitzaref. Sukkah is only klapi the inside. The inside, alamol, is mukaf with a tent. Legabe Erev Chatzeres. The downstairs is mufrat from the top one. So all of this is the Teirip, the Yeshua, and Gittin. The Tezayin on Mudbeis, the Zvav on Mudbeis. He says the whole Teirip, Kipshuta, he says, even Meiros is mitzayin it. It's not even Shver on Rashi. Mikol Mekoyim, Teisvis did not come to that chiluk. And Bemele Teisvis is asking that it's mashma by us, that it's mitzaref. So again, so what is Tesis's Yesoy Beetz? And before he answers, so Tesis decides that in all of the Shas, two kind of the mechitzas are mitzaref. Tesis decides that two of the mechitzas are mitzaref. Both of them are mitzaref. The bottom and the top are mitzaref. Shabbos, legabi bayis, legabi chulye. Bayos and Sukkah, Legabe Eiruvin, it's mitzaref. The two kinds are mitzaref. The two kinds are mitzaref. This is poshut to Tesis that both kinds of mechitzas are mitzaref. This is poshut to Tesis that both kinds of mechitzas are mitzaref. Tesis doesn't have a shaila about it that it's mitzaref. It's glad to taste that it's mitzaref. We have a Gemara and Gittin, Gidud Chamisho, Mechitzo Chamisho, Ein Mitzarefin. So Rashi said, Legabi Sukkenat, at least one man da'omar, Legabi Erev Chatzeres, maybe not. Some Gemara's yes, some Gemara's not. Shabbos yes. Suki for sure yes. Sometimes yes, we have to answer Rashi. Teisves Nemtzachon, that Alemol it's mitzaref. Gidul Chamisho Mechitzo Chamisho Mitztarfim. Is a Shverig Gmore and Sukkah that ain't Mitztarfim. How we are rein zets the Shverig Gmore and Sukkah that state in the Gmore and Sukkah that it's not Mitztarf. Taisa says that Gmore dear is talking to Tirutzim. The Gmore and Gittim. Yeshloimar. The Gidul Chamisho Mechitza Chamisho Lian Shtei Chatzeres Zulemala Mizu Veleinian Elyoino Kedemucha Suge De Kol Agages Veleinian Eiruv. Avada the bottom one has 10, but the guy on top is only Mufresh 5, so for him it's not Mitztarif. Amon Azah Legabi Kol Atiri Kulo Zag Teisiz De Mitztarif, but Legabi Eiruvin the top guy is not Mitztarif. What is the answer? Now, Alemol, you could make two pieces to be the same. But Legabe Eiruvin, it doesn't work. Take the Inami even more. We talk about Tel B'Rishus Harabim. The halacha is, if you have in Rishus Harabim a Tel, piece of land, that is 10, Tfochim Tahai, Dalet Al Dalet is Rishus HaYochid. But if you have only 5, and on top of it, you build a Mechitzas 5, they're not Mitztaref. Why they're not Mitztaref? A Tel is good. But here's 5 wall and 5 amud are not mitzaref. Then Taisa says, I understand, you can't be mitzaref. So maybe explain to me why these cases not, and everything else, yes. Again. Ina mila ina tel b'rishusorabim govaya chamisho, v'hikif al gabov mechitzas chamisho, d'leichoshim rishusayochi linyan Shabbos. Again, tsuras advorim and Taisa. Rashi, we said, we have the chiluk is glad. Sukkah, it's mitztarev because we look like the inside. Shabbos is a mandaoma that it's not mitztarev. But la locha, maybe everything is mitztarev. But Shabbos is a mandaoma that it's not mitztarev because it's two different kind of walls. This was one way to answer. Sukkah shiny. Shabbos is not mitztarev. Then we have kashas from the Gemara and Shabbos we have to answer. Eiruvin is not mitztarev. Klapi the guy inside, it's mitztarev. Very glad shitas Rashi. Very glad shitas Rashi. Taisa says everything is mitztarev. Everything. Two kinds of walls work out. So why the Gemara and Sukkah says that it's not mitztarev? Klapi the person on top leinian eiruv, it's not mitztarev. Inami, we have a amud gavoya yud and you have a mechitzas on top of it five. It's not mitztarev. Why is not mitztarev? Yitzi, why is not mitztarev? Amud chamesh and you have a rounded mechitzah chamesh. Why is not mitztarev? What? And the Gemara, we have to remember, the Gemara says, Oy kuloi begidut, oy kuloi memechitza. You can't be mitzarev two different zachen. You can't be mitzarev two different zachen. They're not mitzarev. Why these two things taste as masking that are not mitzarev? Everything else is mitzarev. Again, Rashi is gishmak. I'll tell you, Sukkah makes sense. Inside, mitzarev. Shabbos outside, loy mitzarev. Makes sense. Oh, Rashi makes sense. Shabbos not mitzarev, this is mitzarev. Eruvin, the guy inside has a wall, is not mitzarev. Makes sense. Gabi Shabbos, not mitzarev. Chutzah could answer that the Gemara Shabbos is la'alocha. Taisus did not want to come to this chilukim. Taisus did not want to come to this chilukim. So Taisus didn't come to this chilukim. And Taisus says, Alamol is mitzarev. Is a Gemara that is not mitzarev. There's a Gemara that is not mitzarev. The answer is, there is mitogel legabi the person on top. For him, it's not mitzarev, because he only has five. Say it, but the other one. Why legabi reshusay yochid, you understand that it's mitzarev? Legabi sukkah, you understand that it's mitzarev? Legabi eruvin, it's not mitzarev. And then they says another case, you have a amud five, and you put a surrounding of five. No, you can't be mitzarev. Why? Together, I have five, ten. So Tesis is moide that two things that don't have shaykhs are not mitzarev. Right? Tesis is moide that two things that don't have shaykhs are not mitzarev. So the Ramban and Shabbos, when the Ramban brings down Tesis, I'll take the second case, he explains it very close. And Be'etzim, he says the Pesach. Why Tesis never learned like Rashi? Tesis learned that legabi reshusay yochid also, you look at the guy that is surrounded inside. And if he's surrounded inside, he has mechitzas. So even that he has two kinds of mechitzas, they're mitztarev. Why reshusay yochid is reshusay yochid? The guy is surrounded. Why is a sukkah? The guy is surrounded. Why eruvin? The guy is surrounded. Mashenki klapi, the top chotzer, that guy is not surrounded. The bottom guy is surrounded, but the top guy is not surrounded. He doesn't have a hefsek from his subject to the bottom. Olegabe de amud. If a person was tied inside, he will never be surrounded with mechitzas. So he doesn't have mechitzas of asorah. B'mele, they're not mitztarev. So Tesis is moide be'etzem. Tesis is moide be'etzem to the yesoid that you have to have a tziruf of the mechitzas. Just Tesis learns that legabe reshus hayochid is enough to consider it a tziruf. Klapi the inside, it's mukaf, it's called a tziruf. Klapi suki, it's called yumukaf, it's considered a tziruf. So this is be'etzem the two drachim and Tesis. So Rashi and Tesis, both of them be'etzem have a sugi by us that both kinds of mechitza are mitztarev. This is our sugya. Gidut u'mechitza mitztarfim. The walls are made from two different kind of materials. And I want to be madgish. Is mevuer in the sugya that is mitztarev. Now, in Rashi we could say, maybe only in sukkah. Bekol ha'tirikul or not. If you want mandoma. And if it says, bekol ha'tirikul it's mitztarev. And now we have to answer the Gemara and Gittin that it's not mitzaref. Lefi Rashi, maybe only in Sukkot it's mitzaref. Bekol HaTerekulo, maybe it's not mitzaref. And Tesis says, Bekol HaTerekulo, it's mitzaref. Only legabi the case of Bor Bechuliosoi, I'll be mami the Sugye, Gemara and Gittin, that it's Amud Govoya Chamisho. On top of it, he built the Mechitza Chamisho. And that, the prison inside is not surrounded by Mechitza Sasora, but mainly it's not mitzaref. Aber chutz from these two cases, it's mitzaref. And again, other Rashi is moided that allemal is mitzaref, and the Gemara and Gittin is shaloi la'aloche, or choshen suke Rashi learns that it's mitzaref. This is be'etzem the source of the Shmaisa. Very simple. Now Teisves b'derech agav, before Teisves goes into the lomdas, Teisves is asking a zaitik, it's a zaitik at Teisves. And his pshat, Teisves said that we talk about a mud govoya chamisho. And around it is a mechitza chamisho, and it's not mitzaref. Chayk Teisves, you're right. Oh, but if the amud himself is asoro, it's rishus hayochid, right? If you have a piece of stone, asoro tfochim and dalet, it's mitzaref. It's mitzaref. So you're right. Here you have a amud chamisho, and you have mechitza chamisho. You could put it on a piece of paper, a piece of wood on top, and now it'll be amud and it'll be mitzaref. When I say state in the Gemara and Shabbos, that if it's roi to put a amud on the top, it's mitzaref. So Tesis answers that we're talking that it's bigger from Dalet, that you can't put something on top. So again, Teisa the Zaitik Kasha and his pshat. He was Maimi the Gemara and Gittin Be'amud Govoya Chamisho V'Rochav Dalet. And then he made Mechitzas and it's not Mitzaref, but it's Roi Le'aniach Olav Dovo. Teisa says, we talk that it's very wide, so it's not Roi Le'aniach Olav Dovo. Teisa could have answered another Teretz. The Gemara and Gittin is not talking on top. They're talking if something fell inside the hole. Amud Chamisho, Mechitza Chamisho, and you throw something inside the hole. When you throw something inside the hole, then you can't say that it's Rishus Hayochi because Roi Le'aniach Olav. Because if you maniach, you can't throw something inside. But shouldn't you say maybe Teisus learned that it's Choyer Rishus Hayochi? This is the first Chelek of Teisus. And now Be'etzem, the Teisus starts. And I want to be madgish. Why Teisus was Marich so much? Not Stam. What we learned out? That Lemaise, both walls are mitzaref. Lefi Rashi and Suke, lefi Teisves bekol haTerekula der mitzaref. Right? This is the aside of Teisves. Two kinds of wool, you could put them together. Lefi Rashi and Suke and Eiruvim, lefi Teisves all over. La'aloche lefi Rashi for sure, even in Shabbos. Frek Teisves akashe. So I have now a kashe. First the kashe balpe. By us, when you want to be mitzaref it, it has to be b'toch sholosh tefachim. And in Shabbos, when you have a bais that is en govoya asoro, and you dig inside, it becomes rishus hayochid, even if the hole is far away from the walls. What is the difference? Vim toima berikame de Shabbos gabe bais shein toichoy asoro vechokak boila ashlima leasoro. Amay loy mechale ki aygavne im yesh misvas chkak velekoisel shloisha tfochim. So Teisves Be'etzem is asking a simple kasha. Just Teisves boys the kasha. He learned and he was meyased that Sayan Shabbos and Sayan Sukkah you mitzaref both pieces of walls together. Sayan Shabbos and Sayan Sukkah you mitzaref the both pieces of the walls together. Friktesis, why by us it needs to be near each other to put them together, and in Shabbos they don't need to be near each other? What is the answer? What is the chiluk? Why in Shabbos they don't need to be near each other, and by us they need to be near each other? What could be the chiluk? What could be the chiluk? Why in Shabbos they don't need to be near each other, and in Sukkah they need to be near each other? Alright, we have said that both pieces of wool you could be mitzarif together. Chkak v'gidud, gidud v'mechitza mitzarfim. Gidud v'mechitza mitzarfim. If gidud v'mechitza mitzarfim, sai bayos, sai in Shabbos. And we explained the chilukim, and no big chilukim. This was the whole thesis. So the whole thesis was miyased that both things are mitzarif. So if both things are mitzarif, and both things are mitzarif, so now the kasha is, if the gidud and the boy are mitzarfim, the gidud and the boy are mitzarfim, the gidud and the mechitza are mitzarfim, why in Shabbos they don't need to be near each other, and in Sukkah they need to be near each other? What is the chiluk? And here is the biggest avoida. What does Taisus tell us? Again, Taisus nemtzachon that two kinds of mechitzas are mitzarfim. Gidud v'mechitza mitzarfim. The boyer and the walls are mitzarfim. As they stayed in our sugya. And as they stayed in the sugya in Shabbos. And Be'etzem Taisus brought down four gemoras that they go together. And none of these gemoras state that you have to work it out that they'll stand near each other. You have two chatzeros. You could have a mechitza inside. It doesn't say the mechitza has to be edge. You have a bais. It doesn't say you have to dig near the wall. You could dig where you want. You could dig where you want. Doesn't make a difference. And in Sukkah, as a klal, it only works if b'teich shloisha. This is the kasha of Taisus. And again, it's spaltos in the Taisus. This is the reason Taisus was marich so much. Don't start to tell me Shabbos, bichlal, Shabbos and Sukkah are the same halachas. Rashi didn't work out for him. So Taisus is the same halachas mitzarfim. I went over all of the gemoras, state that it's mitzarfim. And the one gemara that is not mitzarif, it's a zaitik gemara. So now everything is mitzarif. So why by us you need lovut? And you can't say three inside, seven outside. It works out together. And in Shabbos, it works. And now the shaila is, what is the answer of Taisus? V'yeshloimar deloidomi reshus Shabbos shulim noya regel rabim lesuke debeinen mechitzes asmuches leschach. What is the terrors? Loidomi mechitzes Shabbos shulim noya regel rabim lesuke debeinen mechitzes asmuches leschach. What is the answer? What is the answer? What is the answer? The words of taste is not clear. Why here it needs to be near each other, and in Shabbos it doesn't need to be near each other? What is the lumbus? What is the lumbus? The Ran says out the taste is a little bit bigger, a little bit longer. The Ran says, דאוכה באינן שיתפסנה סמוכס לו בפורס משלוישו כדי שינירועס כשלו אבי רשוס היוכי ברשוס מיוחדת שנרבים בויקים בוי סייגי הילקח כושו מוקף מחיצס לקה להפלוגי בין סמוכס למופלוגס. What is the answer? What is the lumbus? Both of them, you take two kind of mechitzas, you put them together. And Tezos of Meyah said, I don't have a problem to put two kind of mechitzas together. So after Taisus says, I don't have a problem to put two kind of mechitzas together, but by us, it has to be betoch sholosh, and in Shabbos it doesn't have to be betoch sholosh. So the Welt says over from Reb Chaim. I think the Reb Chaim in Loshon Aran will fit, in Loshon Taisus I'm not sure. But we'll start first the Yesod of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said a big Yesod. Reb Chaim says azay. As a halacha, and the Rambam paskins, you know, you have a lulav shel isur ha'anoy. Lulav Shalira Nidachas. You can't be Yoitza. Why? Ktuta Mechta Chiyure. What is the Pshat Ktuta Mechta Chiyure? What? Who said nothing, dear? It says somewhere that is the Pshat. I didn't learn Lulav Agos. I don't remember. Nothing, dear. Ktuta Mechta Chiyure. It's missing the Shir. What would be in Eruvin is two ways to make a Mavui. Right? We have Koiro. Or you make a lechi. We do today both. We put a but lemaise we have a koiro, or we put a koiro tefach, or we make a lechi and the svasa movui. The Rambam paskens like this: koiro shel isure anoe, not good. Lechi shel isure anoe is good. Koiro shel isure anoe is not good. Lechi shel isure anoe is good. Loshon Rambam is. פרק י"ז מלחישה בסלוח י"ח לכי שעושו מיסור הענועה כושר פרק דרעי ועד מיישנו מקוירו זוגת רב חיים הלומדס זוגת רב חיים הלומדס איסור הענועה כתות המחתת שיעור what is the פשט? While you have to burn it so it's command the lesson. What do you mean command the lesson? Look on it, it's there. No. Look at it, it's there. What am I command the lesson? It's there. You have to burn it, too bad. You didn't burn it. It's there. It's there. What's the pshat to the mechta shiure? Zot Reb Chaim like this. Val is a din shiur, and you have to burn it. It doesn't have the din of the shiur. It doesn't have the koyach of the shiur. Zot Reb Chaim. Listen, not that. We have to have a koiro, a toiro tefach. It's Yisur HaNoe, I don't have a tefach. And Reshus HaYochid, Lechi, is Mishum Mechitze. It says like this, what if you have to have, Reshus HaYochid has to have Mechitze Sasora. What if you make the Mechitze from Yisur HaNoe, it's good or not good? Shmuel, you have a Reshus HaYochid, and you have Mechitze, but they're made from Yisur HaNoe, it's good or it's not good? You made mechitzes in Yisur HaNoe. You come to, you go to a base of the Zohar, they have mechitzes. It's a Shusha Yochid or Shusha Rabim. To burn the whole place down. Yeah? It's Ketut HaMechta Chiyure? Why not? The Londis. Zog Reb Chaim, Shusha Yochid needs walls to stop them from the street. Even if it's Ketut HaMechta Chiyure, it has something here. It has something here. It has something here. What is the pshat? Rishus HaYochid doesn't need mechitza sasora. Rishus HaYochid needs to be surrounded asora tfochim with a mechitza. He needs to be surrounded asora tfochim and the mechitza. He needs to be surrounded asora tfochim and the mechitza. Vali needs to be surrounded asorot tfochim in the mechitza. Over asorot tfochim of the Rishus HaYochid, you need a mechitza. You have. Around the height of 10 tfochim, you have a mechitza. Here's 10 tfochim, you have a mechitza. Around this 10, you have a mechitza. Around here, you have a mechitza. You have a mechitza. Around the 10 tfochim, you have a mechitza. While around 10 tfochim you have a mechitza, so what if ktuta mechta chiyure? A koiro, you have a din, you need a koiro tefach. The koiro is not tefach, she's ktuta mechta chiyure. Tani, she's ktuta mechta chiyure, she doesn't have a tefach. Aber legabe lechi, is no din lechi asoro. Around asoro tfochim you need a lechi. Zogt Reb Chaim, Reshus HaYochid needs not mechitzes asoro. Asoro tzorich mechitza. Beshetach asoro, you need to put a mechitza. Surround the 10, you need to have a mechitza around you. So you could put a lot of nothing there, but it's blocked. A lot of nothing blocks the place. What do you mean, ktuta mechta chiyure? In a lulav, I need dalet fochim. I don't have dalet fochim. Here, if the Rishus HaYochid, if the ear will be Avodah Zarah, maybe you'll be Ketut Mechtat Shiure. Here, this is I'm Rishus HaYochid. I need around me and 10 Tfochim to have a gate. I have a gate. Zog Reb Chaim and Sukkah LeMoshol, Mechitzas Yisura HaNeo Biposu. Because the din Mechitzas HaSoro. Not to be surrounded in 10 Tfochim. Mechitzin, Basukos, 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 is a drosha, you need a Mechitza. Val is a din of a Mechitza. B'mele Yisura HaNeo is not kosher. This is a Yesoid of Reb Chaim. That legabi Shabbos, Mechitza Shabbos, you could do from Yisura HaNeo. Mechitza Sukkah, you cannot do from Yisura HaNoe. Mechitza Shabbos, you could do from Yisura HaNoe. Mechitza Sukkah, you can't. With that, Reb Chaim answers why Lechi could be from Yisura HaNoe, Perek Yudzayin, and why Koiro cannot. The Raibet Frek Dakashe, if Koiro stated in the Gemara that it's not good from Yisura HaNoe, Lechi is also, Zakter, Lechi is Mishu Mechitza. It's closed in that place. It's not a Shiur HaSoro. B'shiur HaSoro, you need to be closed. That's the Yesod of Reb Chaim.
Well, why what is that closed?
Very simple. Shabbos is no din, it's no galoch of Mechitza and Shabbos.
One second.
Shabbos is a place that is called Rishus HaYochid. What is Rishus HaYochid? Your house is Rishus HaYochid. His house is also Rishus HaYochid. Psachi's house is also Rishus HaYochid. Moshe's house, every person's house is Rishus HaYochid. Is a din who? You find a house. Now, what is a house? What? A house that is surrounded is a house. It's no din. A rainy bain. It has to be lishmo. It has to be a seal lishmo. You have a tzad as a din how to build it. It's no dinim. Sukkah is a dinim. You have to put the schach after you put the walls. It's dinim. We learn out basuka, basuka, basuka. It's aloch lemoshe misinai. Shlish tafilu tefach. This is the Yesod of Reb Chaim. There is a Sefer Reshimas. There have been a lot of things from Reb Chaim. They have it here very Baruchove. You can't, the Reb Chaim said, Lefiden, you can't make walls of Sukkah from Yisurano. But it's not written nowhere. Only Reb Chaim was Mechadashit. But it's not written nowhere that you could. Those are the Teir from Reb Chaim. I think it's a Lom Deshateir. It's a Lom Deshavol. It's a Lom Deshavol. Zogt Reb Chaim b'meile b'suke that is a din mechitze. If you want two parts, is a din mechitze asor. Is a din mechitze asor. Is a din mechitze asor. Now you want that two parts will be together. How two parts could be together? Only if it's betoch shloish or lovud, I could look at them like they want. If they're far away from each other, I don't have a mechitza. Ba 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 ba. Look in the Ran if you have a Ran. Yeah. B'meile, if you want them to work with each other, b'meile, you have to be betor shloisha. Shabbos is no din mechitza. I need to be surrounded. Some is here and some is there and some is far. And then I'm surrounded. I'm not trying to build a mechitza. I started. In the Ran, I said it's givaldik. We'll see soon in the tesis. I was matkish. Especially read the Ran. Again, the first hesber of the belt is. The first hesber of the belt. The first hesber of the world is the Torah from Reb Chaim. And Sukkah is a din mechitze. And Shabbos is no din mechitze. When is a din mechitze? When is a din mechitze? You have to have the two pieces of the mechitze loved near each other to call it a mechitze. If they're not near each other, you can't call them a mechitze. Masha Einkin and Shabbos, I'm not trying to build a mechitza. Limnoya regel rabim. In the Ran, you could mamish fit the Reb Chaim. Even though I think later that it's not the pshat in the Ran, but I'll read the Loshon HaRan. הוכי גבי סוכה שמצווס או בתפענס דהוכי גם רינן באיר שתפונסו סמוך אסלו בפורס משלושו means the wall near the חקק כדי שיהיו נירו יזכה שלו אבל אינן רשוסה יוכית ברשוס מיוחדס or this is the reason you have to have מחיצס near the סוכה Because if they're not near the sukkah, they don't look like the mechitzas. We need that rabbim rabbi boikim boisagi. We need that rabbi will not come. Hilkach kol shu mukif mechitzas leke leafluke ben smuches lemuflogas. So in the Ran, it's kimat shteit Reb Chaim. In Shabbos, you need to limnoi regel rabbim, and moinei regel rabbim. Modnaf kimine close for. Mashaken and Sukkah, that is a din mechitze, I need them to be near each other. Or maybe I need them to be near the Sukkah. As a din mechitze. When as a din mechitze, I need it to be near the Sukkah. So I will start. Again, the aleph beis of the Nusach of Reb Chaim is Shabbos is no din mechitze, Bichlal doesn't need to be connected. Sukkah is a din mechitza, it needs to be connected. Sukkah Isur HaNor is not good, Shabbos is good. And this could be Loshen Aran. Reb Chaim said it even starker. Shabbos that is no din mechitza, the mechitza doesn't need to be near the Sukkah. Doesn't need to be near the Reshus. Abi lemaisa and mukaf. Sukkah that is a din mechitza, the mechitza needs to be near the Sukkah. Sukkah that is a din mechitze, the mechitze needs to be near the sukkah. Again, both of them, the vow we're going with Nusach Aleph and Reb Chaim. Nusach Aleph and Reb Chaim is that in sukkah is a din mechitze, Shabbos is no din mechitze. So other kipshuto is Shabbos is no din to be mitzarif de chalokim. Sukkah is a din to mitzarif de chalokim. And maybe this is what the Ran means. The better Nusach in Reb Chaim is Shabbos that is no din mechitza, it doesn't make a difference where is the mechitza. Sukkah that is a din mechitza, the mechitza needs to be near the sukkah. Because as a din mechitza, the mechitza needs to be near the mokim ha-sukkah. And this is the way they wanted to push it in the Lashon of Tosfos. Shabbos shulim noya regel rabim, it doesn't need to be near because it's not a din mechitze. Sukkah de beinen mechitze smuches leschach means val is a din doifen, you need mechitze smuches leschach. Avad in the tesis it's missing. Again, the Ran says it klal. Here is a din doifen and here is no din doifen. Again, malabatish Reb Chaim means sukkah is a din doifen, you need to make one. Shabbos there could be pieces. Like tuta mechta chiyure. Sukkah kiyab, tuta mechta chiyure. More in the lotion of the Ran is, because of that, Shabbos, it could be far away, abiyay mukef, mashayinkim, when there's a din mechitze, it needs to be nearby. And this is the way they wanted to say that this is the oimek of kavonas teisves. That Shabbos that is no din mechitze, is no din that the mechitze will be near the reshus. Sukkah that is a din mechitze, but mainly you need to have mechitzes, smuches leschach. You need the mechitzes, kroivas. In Lashon HaTesis, it's not so gishmak. More from that. When you look in Tesis and Shabbos Dav Zayin on Mudbeis, Tesis repeats our Tesis, and there it's not Mashma Reb Chaim Dik. We'll see the Lashon HaTesis. V'tiretz, Shaini Gabi Sukkah De Be'inen Shei Mechitzes Smuches Leschach De Yalfinen Mechitzes Mi Basukes 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 ולאוכי בין שפורס מגימה דצורך לצרף הגידו של החג למחיצס כדי שיסמוך יש לסחר שכנגד הנוקף אבל לאוכי דלשאי מחיצס ומגימה מצטרף הגימה מחיצס דעה וסמור לסחר תפילה מצטר יוניל מחיצס הסמוך יש לסחר He doesn't even mention אבל שבס נישט Tesis Deer says everything is good and Sukkah is a din samuch leschach And Sukkah is a din samuch leschach. If he means the Reb Chaim, he's missing the whole teretz. Shabbos is garnished, Sukkah is a din mechitze. And Tesis and Shabbos is mashma, what you wanted in the Medayik and Tesis here. That is a psashtikul teire, that you need mechitza smuchis neschach. Dehainu. If we'll start. The first nusach we said, Shabbos is no din to connect, Sukkah is a din to connect. Or every time it's connected, just Sukkah needs to be near the Sukkah because it's a din mechitza and Shabbos not. Now we're going to the second nusach. The second nusach state in Tesis, the wall is connected. This is not the problem. Not in Shabbos and not in Sukkah. Both have a din mechitza, and both are considered a wall when the two parts, even in the far from each other. Why here it needs to be betoich shloisha? Because it's a din mechitza smuches leschach. Val is a din mechitza smuches leschach. If that little piece is far away, it's not smuches leschach. Everything is good. It's a good wall. But that part is far away. So it's not smuches leschach. So Stasis is coming with a nushtikel teire. What is the nushtikel teire? You need mechitza smuches leschach. So what are the words of Tesis Be'etzim? Both walls are mitzaref. We're going back to what we mentioned yesterday. Both walls are mitzaref. You could be mitzaref, the chakak, to the wall, even if it's far from each other. It could be mitzaref. No chisolam. First Tesis was mechadesh. Two kind of materials of mitzaref. Zog Tesis, avade, there's no din to be near each other. Azevi in Masech the Shabbos, we didn't say to be near each other. Here it also doesn't need to be near each other. So why here the walls have to be close to the chakak? Azayti keprobe. You need mechitza smuches leschach. You need mechitza smuches leschach. And if you don't have it near each other, you can't say mechitza smuches leschach, because the sukkah will be in the middle, and there to be far away, the mechitza will not be smuches leschach. These are the words of Tesis. Kivyochel, avada the mechitzas are good, they're mitztaref. So when we started the sukkah, we asked, what is the chisolon if they're far from each other? If in the first nusach of Reb Chaim, we could say, when they're far from each other, we don't have good walls. So maybe later not. Lefide, what state in Tesis and state in Tesis in Shabbos, the reason the walls need to be near the Chkak Gimel Tfochim, because if they're not near the wall Gimel Tfochim, if they're not near the wall Gimel Tfochim, we don't have Mechitza Smuches Neschach. And here's the Avoida is, Tesis in Shabbos, it's written beautifully. Drosha, why Tesis here adds, Tesis had to say, Sukkah is a din mechitza smuches leschach, Shabbos doesn't have such a halacha. If Tesis means to say like you learn pshat, v'yishloimach is a din mechitza smuches leschach. So why Tesis gives the akdome, aval Shabbos shu limnoi haregel rabim? So this is Be'etzim the Avoida here. So one Eizach, tomorrow, the meeting in the Yeshiva Alamol is a regular day, same since it was Manig, regular Shiurim. We'll start a little bit earlier, 11:30. And we have to know, Lemaisa, tomorrow, the Chazal say that it's called Yom Tvoyach. That this man, Matan Teire, was a shed that was going around, and he said, Im atem mekabli mesateire muto, v'im lav ani toveyach. And state that every year, Be'etzim, the day that Klal Yisrael said that we need Mukhel Lekabel Es HaToyro, is tomorrow. The person has to know, if you want Mekabel Toyro, tomorrow is the Achome Lekabel Es HaToyro, and then is the Shavuos Es Kabel Es HaToyro. So Be'etzim Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish the Tesis, the Reb Chaim, Tesis in Shabbos, Tesis Yeshonim in Shabbos, the Ran, the Ritva, and Shtikul Binyon of the Yoyim.